Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero off of Del Rio Road has some great deals April 8th through the 21st. Boneless pork loin chops for $1.99 a pound and crisp sweet Fuji apples for only 79 cents a pound. Check out the three-piece fish and chips in the service deli for only $5.99 each and black bean and edamame salad for $7.99 a pound. In the butcher department, they have top sirloin steaks for $7.99 a pound and fresh chicken tenders for $3.99 a pound and pork tenderloin for only $3.99 a pound. $5 Tuesdays and Thursdays are here, April 14th and April 21st. Eggo 24-pack for only $5. Fresh baked muffins for $5. Best yet, 24-pack of drinking water for $5. And on Thursday, April 9th and April 16th, check out the Brown Cow Yogurt, 5 for $5. $5 Thursday gives you 2 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breast. Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. Fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast.
Tachi Palace Casino Resort presents live entertainment you don't want to miss. Coming to Tachi Palace, the Hollywood medium Tyler Henry, April 24th. The tribute band Jump playing Van Halen hits May 22nd. Comedy with rising star Ralph Barbosa, May 23rd. Indigenous Tattoo and Music Fest and Car Show, June 5th through 7th. Kings of the West, June 20th. Outdoor Show with Warren G, The Game, Exhibit, and Gypsy Kings, August 15th. Featuring Nicholas Reyes with special guest Reyes Heritage. Tickets are on sale now at TachiPalace.com. And get $5 off each ticket purchased on site with your Premier Club card. Live entertainment at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, April 16th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Supervisor and Passerville City Council candidate clash over PAC allegations. Wellsona Road underpass beneath the US 101 complete. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some clouds this morning, then sunny skies. Highs in the mid-70s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by the good folks at Hasso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. A San Luis Obispo County Supervisor and Passerville City Council member candidate have clashed over a political action committee on social media and through official statements. District 4 Supervisor Jimmy Paulding alleged the Political Action Committee of General Build would use its funds to influence the District 4 race by supporting his opponent, Adam Verdin. Paulding also said Verdin was seen at the Slow Housing Summit with Michael Massey, Passerville City Council member, candidate, and founder of the committee. Massey has since left the committee to focus on his own campaign. Massey said in a statement to Paulding on social media, "The claims you made about my involvement are inaccurate. The PAC you reference is not active in your race. You know this. A simple review of the PAC's public filings would show it has made no effort to raise funds." Massey continues, quote, "Dragging private citizens into campaign messaging using half-truths and innuendo is exactly the kind of politics that erodes public trust." Paulding said Massey is a public figure, now a candidate for public office himself, as well as a political advocate and head of a pro-development organization. He also said he has no intentions of withdrawing his statements. Caltrans District 5 announced that the construction on the Wellsona Road Safety Improvement Project is now complete. The project constructed an undercrossing and frontage road near the intersection of the U.S. 101 and Wellsona Road. A 112-foot-long bridge and undercrossing eliminates the need for motorists to make left turns across traffic onto the U.S. 101. The contractor for this $12.2 million project was Cal Portland Construction of Santa Maria. Elections Office releases statement on why polling places and precincts change. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier, Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. The County Elections Office has released a statement seeking to answer questions on why precincts and polling places sometimes change. Elections Office says that while these are inconvenient, quote, these adjustments are not arbitrary. They're required to ensure elections remain fair, accurate, and compliant with the state law. The Elections Office says precincts can sometimes change with redistricting, population shifts, and due to legal compliance. Even small boundary shifts can place a voter into a different precinct than a previous election. Polling places are assigned once precincts are set, and criteria include meeting ADA requirements, proximity, capacity, and safety, and whether the location is available for the election. The Elections Office says a change in polling places, quote, is not intended to discourage participation. It reflects the county's responsibility to follow state election laws, ensure accurate ballots for every voter, and maintain fair and consistent election administration. The Atascadero Police Department is reminding motorists that April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month. The APD encourages drivers to stay focused, keep their eyes forward, and hands on the wheel. Distractions like checking a phone, using an in-dash touchscreen or car phone app, adjusting the radio, or eating can have serious consequences. APD Commander Matt Chesson said, when drivers take their eyes off the road, even for a few seconds, lives can change forever. In 2023, 158 people were killed in distracted driving crashes in California. Under current law, drivers are not allowed to hold a phone or other electronic device while operating a vehicle, even when stopped at a red light. The County DA's office held an event yesterday morning on Victims' Rights Awareness Month. The full meeting can still be viewed on the DA's office YouTube page. In the meeting, District Attorney Dan Dow first called on attendees to change the language used for criminal justice system, to call it the criminal and victim justice system. Every decision, every reform, and every sentence has a profound and lasting impact on a real human being who is harmed, Dan Dow said. He also said, despite laws being passed in California regarding victims' rights, there is still a great deal of hard work ahead. Victims continue to tell us they feel overlooked by a system that seems more focused on offenders than those who were harmed. Dan Dow also said the 2024 passing of Prop 36 was a step forward for accountability and victim-centered justice. He concluded his statement by inviting anyone to attend the 50th anniversary celebration of the Christopher G. Money Victim Witness Assistance Center next year. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Mets 8-2, the Athletics over the Rangers 6-5, the Padres beat the Mariners 7-6, the Reds over the Giants 8-4, the Yankees beat the Angels 5-4. Tonight, the Padres will face the Mariners, the Athletics will go against the Rangers, the Giants will face the Reds, the Angels will face the Yankees. In the NBA yesterday, the Warriors beat the Clippers 126-121. Tomorrow, the Warriors will face the Suns. In California news, California attorney John Eastman was ordered by the state Supreme Court to be disbarred and his name stricken from the state roll of attorneys. The court ruled that there was clear evidence that Eastman advanced false claims about the 2020 presidential election to mislead courts, public officials, and the American public. Eastman was a legal advisor to President Trump during the 2020 election and wrote out a plan to reject the electoral votes for Biden while presiding over a joint session of Congress on January 6th. A UCLA survey found that Los Angeles County residents are the most dissatisfied with their quality of life than at any point in this past decade. The 2026 Los Angeles Quality of Life Index score dropped to a record low of 52, with 6 of the 9 categories reaching their lowest levels. Lowest rated areas were education, transportation, and cost of living. Another top concern was immigration enforcement, with nearly 31% of respondents saying they're worried they or someone close to them could be deported. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Cape Hurrell News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has just announced a major increase in funding for specialty crop programs, with more than $275 million in grants now available for fiscal year 2026. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, alongside Michigan Representative Tom Barrett, shared that the funding will be distributed through key USDA programs, including the Specialty Crop Research Initiative, the Specialty Crop Block Grant Program, and the Specialty Crop Multi-State Program. The increase, they say, is possible because of the Working Families Tax Cuts, which more than doubles annual funding for the Specialty Crop Research Initiative to $175 million, or up from $80 million. It also raises combined funding for the Block Grant and Multi-State Programs from $85 million to $100 million each year, starting in fiscal year 2026. Secretary Rollins said that the Working Families Tax Cuts provided the largest investment in U.S. agriculture, emphasizing the importance of supporting specialty crop producers as demand for nutritious foods continues to grow.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
Hello, this is Brian Gill of Gillard Angus. We understand the commercial cattle industry, and we work for our customers every day. We would like to invite you to our annual bull and commercial replacement heifer sale on April 22nd at the ranch near Timberlake, South Dakota. We will be selling 100 yearling and age advantage bulls and 180 commercial replacement heifers. Check out the videos and catalog at GillardAngus.com. Remember to attend the Gillard Angus sale that's made for the commercial rancher on April 22nd. You can also watch and bid online at DVAuction.com.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
Cape Hurrell News continues at 6:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Following research that showed California's 2016 agricultural overtime law resulted in an overall decline in farm worker earnings, State Senator Melissa Hurtado co-authored Senate Bill 921, which would create a tax credit to offset the cost to farmers of paying overtime premiums. just going around the Senate district at different types of events where there were farm workers. I've had individuals come up to me and tell me that it's killing them, that they're getting reduced hours, and that they want more hours, Hurtado told Aguilert last month in an interview. It's something I've been very vocal about, which is not a popular thing to do as a Democrat, but it's a necessary thing to do. We can get it right. This doesn't have to be a situation where everyone loses. Everyone can win. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic Report, brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-70s. North-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows right around 40. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday. Cloudy on Monday through Wednesday with a 30% chance of light showers. Sunny on Thursday. Low 80s Saturday, mid-70s on Sunday. Upper 60s on Monday, low 60s on Tuesday, mid-60s Wednesday, 71 a week from today. Currently, it is 47 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guesthouse Grill.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Large-scale layoffs appear to remain limited in the week ending April 11th. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits declined by 11,000 to 207,000. Though continuing claims, those remaining on benefits rose slightly to 1.8 million in the week ending April 4th. This week, Snap Inc., parent company of social media company Snapchat, revealed plans to lay off more than 1,000 employees. However, Boeing says it's now hiring from 100 to 140 factory workers a week. PepsiCo lowered prices and added some new versions of its snacks in the recent quarter. Sales jumped and its earnings topped expectations. PepsiCo is also seeing increased demand for Pepsi's diet sodas. Travelers in New York Mellon also reported better than expected earnings. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL to join us.
Okay, so you're heartbroken. You sit around moping, crying, crying. Say you even thinking about dying? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
This afternoon on Sound Off, Karen will have on congressional candidate Mr. Bob Mitchell. That's 12:30 till 2 here on The Right Choice. Okay, Chris, on the... what was that lady's name? Is she in office about the farm workers?
Which one are you talking about?
The farm workers, and she was...
The Food and Farm News. One second, let me pull up her name here. That was Melissa Hurtado.
And she is, what's her...
a state senator.
Oh, okay. I'd be curious to see if she was in office when these... or how she voted or how she thought at the time of this mess that has been created by government, and now she's hoping that government can fix the problem. It's constant. It's constant with government. Again, as an eighth grader could have seen what was going to happen, or should have known what was going to happen with this, just like the hotel workers in Los Angeles area. They're losing their jobs because of these forced wage increases. And we've seen it, obviously, the over 10,700 fast food workers have lost their jobs because of government. Government, government, government. Over and over and over again. And then I'm kind of laughing when I'm looking at the story you did on the city of Los Angeles. They're dissatisfied with living there, and 31% are concerned about, friends or family, whatever, being deported. If you're here legally, you don't have an issue. And besides that, the crap that you live in, you folks voted for it. You voted for it. Enjoy it. And then we get to Jimmy Paulding. This guy continues to put his foot in his mouth, which I don't know how he could do that because he's had a pacifier in his mouth since he was born. He's the biggest damn baby. Again, people voted for him, though, so I guess that they like him. I don't know. All right, I had something else. I don't know what it is. Anyway, right off the bat, folks, here we go. Let's see. I'm going to, I don't know how this is going to go. Maybe a little bit later, because this has to do with child support in California. It could be... you have will have to opt out. Not opting in. Gee, doesn't that sound familiar when our fine city council here and did that with the CC Energy, whatever the hell it's called? Anyway, we will probably get to that today somehow. And also, here is something, Chris, you may have a definite answer to this one. Are you ready for it this early in the morning?
Ready as spaghetti.
How much more technology do we need?
How much more do we need?
Yes.
Well, I hate to disappoint you, but I don't think I have a definite answer for that one.
Okay. And a lot of people don't. Because I, you know, again, for folks listening, you get in on this, obviously. If we go back in your lives on the changes in technology, particularly after World War II, on how things changed, and, you know, I can't think of some things off the top of my head right now, but it was like, oh, it's amazing. You know, we have this now. What's next? Et cetera, et cetera. You know, we used a somewhat of a comparison last week with the Jetsons, the television show, because it had to do with the robots doing your housework for you. And, well, not just housework, all kinds of chores for you. So how far do you think we can, well, we don't know how far we can, but how far should we go regarding technology? The technology innovation is deemed necessary to, you know, just go through life, I guess. But if we don't have it, we don't know the difference. Obviously, it's, well, yes, it has improved our lives, but it's also hurt our lives. Because there are more and more reports coming out now on the mental health and the cognitive decline because of technology. So as we go along, you're seeing increases in anxiety and depression, and as I mentioned, a decrease in cognitive skills and attention spans. So how much more convenient can your life be? Again, Chris, I'm going to throw this back to you. Again, I probably can't answer it either, but I'm having a conversation with you.
Right.
So how much more convenient do you think your life could be with technology?
Well, I certainly wouldn't mind if, you know, things could do more chores for me. And I'm not talking about a robot either, because while you were mentioning some of them, I was thinking, you know, we've had things like the washing machine, the dryer, the right. dishwasher to do things that were menial to chores. They're not robots, but they are technology that do them for us in a way. We don't have to wash our clothes anymore by hand. We just get a machine to do it. And then there's also, you know, vacuuming, the Roomba. I don't think that's anything extremely new. I know I had one as a kid, but still, I don't mind us getting more things like that.
Okay. Well, so we already have these things that have made our lives convenient. All right. So the question then is, how much more do we need? Okay, we, you know, we, the dishwasher, the washing machine, you know, those are all, you know, pretty good. Everybody wants one. Everybody, probably, well, not everybody, but most people use it, need it. It's made our life more convenient and easier, maybe. So at this point, when you look around our houses, even in our cars, we have access to all these things that they're nice. Now, all of them may not be necessities, but they're there for us to use and enjoy. So I'm trying to think, you know, washing machine, look around. Okay, what more do I need? How many more things do we need to make our life simple? I mean, somebody's going to come up with something. I have no idea what it could be. You know, again, we talked about the robots. You know, cars that will drive for us. What's next? What's next? So the evolution of mankind is, are we progressing because of technology? But when you see the cognitive decline and the mental health issues, are we overall benefiting? So, now, one of the things, because of human nature, is, again, these are some of the arguments, that there is a saturation of the need to constantly upgrade devices and manage. You know, Chris, you weren't around when there was the dial-up for computers. I don't know if you ever even, well, you, the technology would have been way past, so you didn't have that. But that was, you know, that was pretty, you know, at the time, it was, wow, this is pretty cool, this thing, computer and so forth. Well, then the technology advanced where we didn't have this dial-up where you had to wait and wait and wait. And now we're at speeds that are beyond belief from 30 years ago.
I mean, even in my own lifetime, I remember as a kid, if I ever wanted to play a game on a computer, I would have to wait probably several hours for it to download, maybe even like have my computer going on all night, and then in the morning see that it's only at 80%. Now, I can get it in 10 minutes maybe, and it's even bigger than ones than 1 hour when it comes to storage than when I was a kid.
So you'd like to have it in 1 minute?
No, I don't think that's necessary. I mean, it depends on the game size, but...
Well, okay, well, you may be, maybe you've heard of this, I don't know. Back in the day, you used to turn on your television and it didn't come on automatically. You had the tubes, you turn it on and you'd wait for it. I don't remember how long it was, but obviously that went away. And there was a time back in the day regarding television where you had to do this awful thing. It was absolutely terrible. You had to get up out of your seat to change the channel.
You see, I had to do that anyway because we always lost the damn remote.
Okay, it's because you had siblings in the house and probably who knows where they put them and stuff like that.
It was
that.
Always under the couch, the last place we would check, and it would always be that same damn spot, under the couch, just, you know, flip it over or something.
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't know on our TV if I could change it without the remote control.
I think nowadays most TVs can't.
All right. So, but again, something is simple for convenience. You know, I think maybe that's why a lot of people, they just kept the channel because they didn't want to get out of their chair to do that. Plus, we didn't have all the channels that we have now, but it is a convenience. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. On technology, you were brought up cars. On a lot of times now, on some of the almost all the newer cars, you replace a $1,000 fender, you got to spend another $800, $850 to have your it's called ADOS, have that calibrated for your lane departure and all that stuff, you know, all your programming for your cruise control and all that stuff. Because if it gets jarred out just a little bit, it throws everything wacky. So. But technology, sometimes there's extra costs and extra issues.
Is it? Well, I guess it is necessity because of the amount of cars that are because of the computer use. So you have no choice.
There's no choice. I mean, you could drive it without, but you get your dash yells at you and flashes lights at you and everything. So it doesn't affect the running of it that I've ever seen, but safety-wise, I guess, you know, because you don't have all those features. It disables all those features.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well...
So, anyways, with their, what would I say? With everything that... all this fancy stuff in cars, when they break, I mean, if you have a glitch, well, you can talk to Jimmy, he'd tell you. Very expensive to diagnose. You know, they got great diagnostic tools, but it's just... Everything that's a convenience for you to make your life easy can make your life miserable.
And most people, as opposed to the old days, who you drive through the neighborhood and you see, you know, somebody working on their vehicle, most people can't do that anymore, can they?
No, give me a carburetor or points or just a regular HEI ignition, and I'm a happy man. I can fix those.
Okay, so the a couple of things here regarding the computer and all the devices we have in our vehicle. Now, many of them are for safety.
Yes, and convenience.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, so I wonder if it's more. I understand the safety aspect, but is the convenience necessary? I know people want it, but is it absolutely necessary? And again, how much more convenient do you need to make it to get to give somebody the keys to a 3,000-pound vehicle as opposed to concentrating on driving?
Well, see, to me, all these safety features, don't get me wrong, they're great and all, but it makes the driver lazy. You have no, I mean, yeah, the cars I fix, because people will not turn their, twist their head and their neck to look behind them or look around them, and they rely on that crazy little camera that's right in the center, and they back into things. Or, it's just, you got to pay attention, and a lot of people, they don't, all this fancy stuff, it keeps you from doing that in a lot of ways.
Okay, so, and I like my backup camera in the vehicle, but I still...
You can't rely on that only.
I know. I've learned that, and so I still do the old basic thing. I look in the side, and then I'll look over my shoulder.
Yeah.
Or in the rear view, too.
Yeah, you got mirrors and everything. And,
so we...
And like I say, we got your lane departure. If you go to turn too soon, it beeps at you, so you don't even think about it. You don't have to turn your neck. You need get that head on a swivel and pay attention. It'll make roads so much safer.
Okay, let me ask you about on that turn thing. We don't have it on our vehicles, but is it based on a distance of what vehicle may be coming up close to you?
Yeah, there. I believe there's a preset distance on it. Give you plenty of time.
Well, does it know
the brand new cars? You go to try and change your lane. If there's a car there, it actually fights you. Your steering wheel will fight you.
Okay, then can it read when you put on the turn signal? Can it read how fast a vehicle may be coming up on the lane that you're trying to get into? Now it may see a vehicle, but if the vehicle is going 90 miles an hour as opposed to 70. Does it read that?
That I don't know. I've never really took that into consideration. Thought about that, but if you got somebody flying it, I don't think it could. I don't believe so. But who knows nowadays? But if somebody's flying up there, it could be way back there. By the time you get over there, that's your backside.
Okay. Is there more stuff set to the computer in vehicles for safety or convenience?
The thing is, the ECM, they run, and body control module, they run everything from your power seats to your, everything. Now, your throttle, there's no longer a cable from your gas pedal to your fuel injection. It's all by wire. And so they just run everything. So I don't know if you can say it does more to this and more to that, because it runs everything. Your blinkers, your radio, everything goes through your computer now, or your computers. There's multiple computers on your car.
Yeah. Well, we get in our car and we don't even think about it.
I like my good old 2002 Ford. It's got 360,000 miles on it, and it still goes strong, and it does what I need to do, and I don't look the best, but neither, my truck doesn't look the best, and neither do I, so we're all good.
Right. I know. All right, sir, that was fun.
You guys have a great day.
You too. Let's see here on the text. Morning, guys. So how is a one-mile person path in a Tascadero cost up to $30 million, and the Wilsona project cost only $12 million? I can't tell you. Maybe because of where it's set, there's more environmental stuff, and the bridge, but I don't know. Let's see here. $12 million for the Wilsona underpass, where they cut a new road under an existing freeway and built two bridges. Oh, okay, another one. But $30 million for a bike path that's only a mile long. Wake up, people. That's what Comrade used to say. Yep, well, I think that the group in Templeton will be talking about this tonight, I think. Also on the text, where we go here. We need more technology so we can know what everybody is thinking. All right, well, that is where we're headed, I suppose, because the government would certainly like that. So anyway, just something to think about the technology. Okay, we've been able to solve many problems. Now, when I'm talking technology, I mean we're at the path of the rate we're going now. We've had technology, you know, we've had medical and science breakthrough using the technology that, looking back now, may seem antiquated for many people. You talk to some folks who would have, let's just say, knee surgery or shoulder surgery 40, 50 years ago. I mean, the technology is archaic. But we moved along to where we're at now. So the benefits and the positives, but how much more do we need? Or is it how much we want? So again, I think that's kind of my initial question. How much more convenient does your life need to be? And I'm not talking about eliminating the government, because that's a lot of our problems. All right, something to think about this morning. We're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. District 4 Supervisor Jimmy Paulding alleged that a political action committee of General Build would use its funds to influence the District 4 supervisorial race by supporting his opponent, Adam Verdin. Also alleging Verdin was seen with the founder of the committee, Michael Massey. Massey is a candidate for District 2 in the Passerable City Council and said he has left the committee to focus on his own campaign. He also says the PAC is not involved in the District 4 race. The county DA's office held an event yesterday morning on Victims' Rights Awareness Month. In the meeting, Dan Dow called on attendees to change the name of the criminal justice system to the criminal and victim justice system, citing there is a great deal of work ahead for victims overlooked by the current system. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Gussman. President Trump says direct talks will be taking place today between Israel and Lebanon as Israel continues to bomb Hezbollah targets. This is hopes persist for a second round of negotiations between the U.S. and Iran.
There are diplomatic efforts to get the pause in fighting extended for another 2 weeks to give peace a bit more of a chance in the region.
Fox's Greg Palcott. Severe storms pummeling parts of the central U.S. Wednesday night and overnight. Large hail and tornadoes reported. Several tornadoes in southern Wisconsin, others in Iowa and Oklahoma overnight. Several homes flattened by a tornado in Union Center, and tornado damage was reported in Clinton, Missouri. The Republican-led Senate rejecting the latest Democratic effort to halt President Trump's war in Iran, GOP stopping the fourth effort in a 52-47 vote. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek Team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek Team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peak team at Peak Realty. Just Google Peak Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peak team at Peak Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Alrighty, it's 10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL. Sports is brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
Wednesday was Jackie Robinson Day across Major League Baseball, 79 years since he broke the color barrier. The Dodgers downed the Mets last night, 8-2, for the first time in 5 years. Shohei Ohtani started on the mound but did not appear in the batting order. 2 days after taking a pitch off his upper back, focused on pitching, he allowed just 2 hits and fanned 10 in 6 innings. The L.A. offense did just fine without him, belting 4 home runs. Padres rallied for 5 in the bottom of the ninth to scuttle the Mariners and run their winning streak to 7. Rays won their 5th straight over the White Sox. Sal Stewart hit not one but 2 3-run homers as the Reds ripped the Giants. The Cubs clubbed the Phillies. Nico Horner went deep and drove in a career-best 5 runs. Trevor Story homered and knocked in 5 to lead the Red Sox past the Twins.
Didn't try to do too much. I think when we do that as an offense and pass the baton to the next guy, big things happen.
Diamondbacks drilled the Orioles in 10. Adrian Del Castillo's 2-run tater in the 10th capped a 5 RBI day for the catcher. Pirates blanked the Nationals. 4 arms combined on a 3-hitter. NBA play-in round. The 76ers slam the Magic to capture the 7 seed. Orlando plays host to Charlotte on Friday for the 8 seed. And out west, the Warriors rallied to sink the Clippers in the 9-10 game. Steph Curry scored 27 of his game-high 35 in the second half. Golden State now goes to Phoenix on Friday for the last playoff spot. That's Thursday Sports.
And sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th in Riverside and Paso Robles. Don't forget the the Italian Catholic Federation. They're having their big, delicious spaghetti feed coming up this Saturday, St. Rose. It's a large plate of spaghetti with some homemade spaghetti sauce and the meatballs. And also you get some French bread salad and dessert. And you'll get a beverage such as coffee, soda, or a complimentary glass of wine. Proceeds from the dinner will be used towards scholarships for St. Rose Catholic School, local area high schools, and colleges. Tickets for the dinner cost just $18 for adults and $10 for young'uns, 12 and under. They can be purchased at the parish hall. And remember that the takeout is available a little bit earlier. Okay, yeah, takeout starts at 4:30. So that's at St. Rose there on Creston Road. Enjoy. Alrighty, as we move along on this Thursday edition here on The Right Choice.
North County Weather.
And it's brought to you by Michael's Opticals, proudly serving you since 1979 in Atascadero. Turning out mostly sunny today, highs in the mid-70s, clear tonight, overnight lows right around 40. And we'll be a little bit warmer with sunshine, mainly sunny on Friday, about 77, 78. As we head out to Saturday, we should hit the 80-degree mark with some clouds, then to the mid-70s on Sunday, maybe some rain later on Monday into Tuesday. Monday's highs in the mid-60s, low 60s on Tuesday. Wednesday, some clouds, mid-60s and 70 a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9. Up and down, 6:29 a.m., 7:37 p.m. We are at 47 degrees, and your weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical. And remember, they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. All right, The Right Choice, KPRL. We have just about 6 minutes away from 7 o'clock.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Hooter, 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 hooter.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They are your San Luis Obispo County-wide approved concealed carry training team. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them where they need to be, and that is home, safe, and sound. All right, looking to my left here on the famous board, the blackboard. There is nothing to report. Chris, I've got one for you today that is downright silly.
All right.
Ready for this one?
Ready for the silly one.
Okay. Maybe even some other adjectives to describe it, but you'll be the judge. All right. Why doesn't a chicken coop have 4 doors?
Why doesn't a chicken coop have 4 doors?
Yeah.
This sounds like the setup to a dad joke. I'm
dad means bad, doesn't it?
I guess in a way. Yeah. Depends on who you ask. Some people like dad jokes. I really have no idea.
Okay.
So why?
You're gonna... Well, because then it would be called a chicken sedan.
I don't get it.
Coupe?
Nope, I don't get it.
You gotta
look at this one's gone over my head.
Okay. All right. Coupe. Car. Coupe.
Oh, okay. I see.
All right. So is that a beyond a bad dad?
That's a pretty bad dad joke.
That's a pretty bad one. All right. Well, anyway, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Go to atascaderogunshop.com. Okay, here we go. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Rubbles in Templeton, and of course the One Niner Diner. You're qualified for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply, and yes, they are on file. Okay, well, from ha 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 funny stuff to ha 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 in the comedy world tie-in. And ladies and gentlemen, who was the first woman inducted into the National Comedy Hall of Fame? Who was the first woman to be inducted into the National Comedy Hall of Fame? I think it was back in, I don't know, around 91. It was started. The museum originally was in John's Pass. That's at Madeira Beach down there off St. Petersburg on the Gulf. But they moved it to another portion because it got too big. I mean, it didn't get too big. It was too small. Too small. And Jan Murray and Milton Burrow and a couple of others are the ones who came with the suggestion for the National Comedy Hall of Fame. So who was the first female inductee in? Hi, good morning.
That was Minnie Pearl.
Minnie Pearl. Yes, indeed. The one and only. Howdy and all that and stuff. Do you know that she was college educated?
I didn't know that, no.
Yeah, she was very, very well-spoken and, again, well-educated and so forth and so on, but she pulled it off very well with her shtick for all those years. All those years. All right, sir, may I have your name, please?
Larry Jones.
Larry Jones. All right, Larry, we have you down as a qualifier.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Yep, the one and only Minnie Pearl.
We're through playing now!
Yep, became extremely famous for, of course, appearing once in a while on Hee Haw. Some of the first, along not only with the people, like Jan Murray, Milton Burrow, and there were some others, I can't remember their names, who came up with the suggestion for this. So you had the early were Abbott and Costello, and then also you had the greatest comedy team ever. Laurel and Hardy, of course, Uncle Milty did get in. Charlie Chaplin, the greatest. W.C. Fields, Jimmy Durante, although I didn't realize he was a comedian. I don't know what the criteria was. Sid Caesar, of course, Lucille Ball, the one and only George Carlin. You had Jack Benny, Red Skelton, Burns and Allen, Moms Mabley. These were all early, not in the same year. But they got in the fantastic Flip Wilson, Richard Pryor, the great one, Jackie Gleason, a man ahead of his time, Ernie Kovacs, Senior Wenches, remember him from the Ed Sullivan Show, and of course the brilliant mind guy, and he had a couple of pretty good TV shows as well that he got in eventually, and that'd be one Mr. Bob Newhart.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Caltrans District 5 announced that construction on the Wellsona Road Safety Improvement Project is now complete. The project constructed an undercrossing and frontage near the intersection of the US 101 and Wellsona Road, which eliminates the need for motorists to make left turns across traffic onto the 101. The County Elections Office has released a statement seeking to answer questions on why precincts and polling places sometimes change. Elections Office says that while these are inconvenient, adjustments are not arbitrary. They're chosen due to redistricting, population shifts, legal compliance, and capacity and safety. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
A couple of names you may remember who have received Lifetime Achievement Awards from the Comedy Hall of Fame is Jackie Mason, Mort Saul, David Letterman, and also this guy was incredibly funny. He'd mix up the words. I forget what it's called. Norm Crosby. Two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. They are located on Ramada Drive and Cow Meadow Lane.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.